right now, we're at our AI portal, where we are going to start with our logic application. How we are just going to create our logic application? It's really simple. We're in the new portal, you just need to sign in with your live ID or maybe any of your ID that might be your company's ID. And what you're going to do is that you need to have AI subscription running. For that, what you're going to do is that if you're a student, you can sign up using the DreamSpark card, which is now the Imagine Benefits, and you can go to imaginecup.com and sign up with that. But for now, what we're going to do is that we're simply going to click on New, and now we'll be able to see a lot of options here soon. There you go. And I'm not gonna waste much of the time, though I know that it comes on the web and mobile. But still, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to simply type app logic app. Logic app. There you go. Simply click over this. And there you go. So here we are going to see the results. And this is the one, the logic application. Now what I'm going to do is that it tells me what actually does. Easy to use design tools, compose tasks. Easily extensibility baked in and real integration horsepower. Let's see what does it provide to us. Whereas it also gives some of the examples. There are good old ones, but in the new, I was a designer, it's a bit changed, but quite much similar. So I've simply click on create. For that, again, just like the other things or other microservices, and we should create the application. So just like that, you have to create your logic application. For that, just put a name here. For example, let's say demo exploring a year. And BizSport subscription, that I'm a subscription, existing container. My container might be tring. Where it is. Okay, maybe Dota. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Dota. I play Dota. If you are watching my tutorial and you're a Dota fan, well, we can just connect with each other and come up with some scenario where we can play games as well. But right now, we should consider it an AI. I want to pin it on the dashboard and simply create that. And boom, let's see what happens. So it has submitted a deployment. And deployment has started, and let's see what happens. I don't know what has happened to the logic application nowadays. It takes quite less time. Okay. So here you go. Logic Apps Designer is up and running in front of me, and there are a lot of templates. And next video, what we're going to do is that we're just going to see some of the templates here, and we would try to just go with these templates and try a few stuff. So till then, take care of yourself, and see you in the next video.